I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, November 2nd. Hi, Burns.
Hi, Kelly.
Boy, what a weekend on the gridiron for OSU, a big win at West Virginia, which sets up a super huge bedlam.
Yeah, it really does, and I must say I was very proud of our Cowboys after four turnovers, surviving on the road like that was really an accomplishment. I think it'll bode well for them in the future and hopefully this Saturday.
And Burns, while it will be bedlam on the field Saturday, OSU and OU have come together on a critical issue facing our state and nation.
We certainly have, Kelly. We announced this week a Stop Opioids initiative, joining with OU to help draw awareness to this terrible epidemic. Our players from both universities will be wearing Stop Opioids helmet decals Saturday. We'll be distributing an extensive social media message and taking other steps to help in the opioid battle. Too many Oklahomans have seen this firsthand and the terrible impact of opioids. Oklahoma is among the first in the nation in non-medical use of prescription drugs. In 2015, enough opioids were prescribed in Oklahoma for every adult to have 100 pills. More Oklahomans die from unintentional prescription opioid overdoses than motor vehicle crashes. More overdose deaths involve prescription opioids than alcohol and all illicit drugs combined, which is an incredible stat. The OSU Center for Health Sciences will be hosting a series of summits this month to address this crisis. There is much we need to do as a state to fight this epidemic, and OSU is committed, along with OU, to helping in the battle.
And to finally, Burns, turning to another statewide initiative, what is the Oklahoma 100-Year Life Project all about?
Well, it's a fascinating project by the Oklahoma Oral History Research Program, which is housed in the Oklahoma State University Library. The Oklahoma 100-Year Life Project gained insight in experiences from Oklahomans who have lived over 100 years or more. Over the course of 3 years, our researchers interviewed 111 Oklahomans who were over 100. Transcripts of interviews, recordings, and photos are available online through the OSU Library. The project recently received a major national award from the Oral History Association, which recognized the work for its noteworthy scholarship and social value. In addition to providing valuable information to our students and faculty, the project inspired the theatrical production Centenarian Play. The play was used in a classroom and publicly to measure audience members' perception of aging. The Oklahoma 100-Year Life Project is a perfect example of OSU's land-grant mission in improving lives of Oklahomans through teaching, research, and outreach.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.